Last Sunday the church prayed, Almighty God, you have poured into our hearts the true light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light may shine forth in our lives. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. On this day of the Epiphany, where the church celebrates the Gentile Christmas, the visit of the Magi who followed the light of the star to find the infant Jesus, we thank and praise God that he has revealed his mercy through his Son. Jesus Christ is truly the incarnate Word of God. In him the darkness of sin and the gloom of death are defeated. Yet St. John proclaimed the truth of the darkness of sin. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. John later wrote, And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. King Herod sought to kill the infant Jesus because the Magi called him the King of the Jews. The devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh would rather sit in darkness than to see the truth of our sin. We would rather ignore the light of God's mercy, grace, and love. Yet wise men still seek the peace of knowing Christ Jesus as the incarnate Word, as our Redeemer who died and rose again to give us life everlasting. May our Lord continue to shine the light of his truth on us, so we may receive the gift of faith which trusts only in him. Please join Trinity Lutheran Church Slayton and St. Paul Lutheran Church Fulda this evening at 7 p.m. in Fulda as we celebrate the Epiphany.